Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 2, The Hannah Ministry, Tuesday, Related Verses, Revelation 21, verses 2 and 3. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice out of the throne, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will tabernacle with them, and they will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them and be their God. Colossians 4, verse 2. Persevere in prayer, watching in it with thanksgiving. Ephesians 6, verse 18. By means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit and watching unto this, in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. Psalm 24, verses 1 through 3 and 7 through 8. Verses 1 through 3. The earth is Jehovah's, and its fullness, the habitable land, and those who dwell in it. For it is he who founded it upon the seas and established it upon the streams. Who may ascend the mountain of Jehovah, and who may stand in his holy place? Verses 7 through 8. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O long-enduring doors, and the King of glory will come in. Who is the King of glory? Jehovah strong and mighty, Jehovah mighty in battle. Daniel 7, verse 14. And to him was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom, that all the peoples, nations, and languages might serve him. His dominion is an eternal dominion, which will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will not be destroyed. Related reading. We need to endeavor to reach in the church life the highest peak, today's Zion, of the reality of the body of Christ until we consummate in the new Jerusalem, including Zion. We are God-men who are doing things and having our being not only according to God's heart, but also according to the Spirit who has been processed and consummated through death and resurrection. We need to check whether or not we are doing everything in the Spirit and having our being according to such a Spirit. The reality of the body of Christ is the aggregate, the totality, of such a living by a group of God-men. This kind of living will close this age, the age of the church, and will bring Christ back to take, possess, and rule over this earth with these God-men in the kingdom age. Today in the church age, the God-men who were perfected and matured are Zion, the overcomers, the vital groups within the churches. But in the new heaven and new earth, the entire new Jerusalem will become Zion. Zion is the very spot where God is, that is, the Holy of Holies. The New Jerusalem will be the Holy of Holies. Its dimensions are the dimensions of a cube, 12,000 stadia long, 12,000 stadia wide, and 12,000 stadia high. That is the Holy of Holies, because the Holy of Holies in the Old Testament, in both the tabernacle and the temple, was a cube, equal in length, breadth, and height. What shall we do in the light of this revelation? There is no other way to reach this high peak except by praying. In the book of Revelation, what the Lord wants and what the Lord will build up is Zion, the overcomers. This is the intrinsic reality of the spiritual revelation in the Holy Word of God. The Lord's recovery is to build up Zion. The earth is the Lord's, but today the earth is usurped. Yet in this usurped earth, there is the church as a spot, a mountain, which is the stepping stone, the beachhead, for the Lord to return to take the whole earth. Psalm 24, verse 7 says, "Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O long-enduring doors, and the King of Glory will come in." As the mountain of Zion, we must have our doors open that Christ may come in. According to an article which I believe to be accurate, this psalm was written at the occasion of David's returning the Ark to Zion. It was in that kind of situation, with that kind of background, that David wrote Psalm 24. Zion was there, and the gates and doors were there. Then David said, "Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O long-enduring doors, and the King of Glory will come in." Who is the King of Glory? Jehovah strong and mighty, Jehovah mighty in battle. This is Christ. The Ark was the type of Christ. The Ark coming in typified Christ coming in. Even today, we still must say, "Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O long enduring doors." We all must be so open to the Lord. If the church, if Zion, is not absolutely open to him, how can we expect the earth to be open to him? So today we must respond and say, "Yes, open the doors, let us all open widely to him. Come in, O come in, Lord. Before you come back to the earth, come into the church. Come in to fully possess this little mountain, the mountain of Zion."